visiting with Emporia High girls basketball coach Taylor Scott here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, now here we are again with another winter storm, and luckily enough you were able to get that Washburn Roll game in last night. And when we talked in our interview at halftime of the boys game, you continue to see some positives from your ball club here, as you know, there's three games remaining in the regular season.
Yeah, and that's really important. You know, obviously we don't enjoy losing. No one enjoys losing, and it's frustrating to lose games by a large margin as well. But what we have to do is we have to pick out the positives despite those losses, and we have to keep building off those positives.
I want to kind of follow up with something that you said last night in that interview about Sydney Beheimer. She hasn't been that scorer, but she's that energizer bunny, and you have mentioned that to me before. She's got to be one of your better defenders.
Yeah, definitely. She just has the personality of she wants to get in there and she wants to work and she wants to be challenged. And she knows that defense is the way that she gets playing time. You know, offensively, she's growing as far as confidence when it comes to being handling the ball and shooting the ball. And that's something that we're going to continue to develop in the offseason. But her contributions defensively have been incredibly, incredibly important. She's frequently guarding the other team's best player, even if that best player is significantly taller than her, faster than her, etc. But she's just always up for that challenge.
What's another thing you like about your team right now, you know, continuing to grow here with three games remaining, an opportunity to get another win down the road eventually, because you get another chance at Junction City. But what have you seen maybe since Glacier's Edge that you like from your ball club?
Man, there's been so much. I could honestly just go down a line. I mean, Bailey, Macy, Jade, Adea, those kids are all really looking to be scoring threats now. They're attacking a lot more offensively. Aislinn's had a big stretch since Glacier's Edge. She's really came in and been able to provide a spark for us. You know, Audrey's given us some really big minutes off the bench, and she has continued to do things that she's not always necessarily the super biggest fan of, but by being able to handle that point and give Jade a breather at times. And she's getting more confidence in shooting the basketball, and that's something that she has to do because she's got a really, really great shot. And just like I said, down the bench, Ryan, she comes in and gets us boards and just provides a little spark of energy as well. And, you know, Liz is starting to be someone that I can throw in, and I know she's strong and I know she's tough and I know she's going to do exactly what she's asked to do. So I can keep going down. I mean, JV girls, it's the same thing. I just continue to see so many positive things from everybody. And I want to make sure that those things don't get overlooked by people in the community, because these girls are doing really great things. It's just that they're not translating into huge wins in the win column right now.
Can you talk a little bit about your JV bunch as well? Because, I mean, you know, here sooner or later, they're going to get some varsity minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sam has been a kid that's been knocking down shots in JV lately, and her teammates are so excited for her when she does that. Isabel, Reagan, Athena, the amount of confidence that they've gained since the beginning of the season, it's really cool, because, you know, that group of freshmen have obviously been coaching since seventh grade, and so to see them being thrown into that JV, that varsity level, and they're starting to have success, and they're starting to be able to hold their own at times, it's really sweet. And Izzy, this is my first year coaching Izzy, but you know, she's done a really great job of stepping in, and that kid hasn't seen a shot that she's not afraid to take, and she knocks him down as well. So just overall, top to bottom, I can't emphasize enough how much I love being with these girls and how rewarding it is to see their growth.
Visiting with Emporia High girls basketball coach Taylor Scott here on the Area Coach's Corner. Three games remaining in the regular season for the Lady Spartans. Two of them are at home. Friday night with Topeka High, Coach Ron Slaymakers, Lady Trojans still doing very well, coming off a lopsided win last night over Junction City. And then 1 week from today, you head to Manhattan, and then wrapping up the regular season with the Blue Jays. And senior night is, I believe, Friday, if I'm correct. Right, Coach? Or is
Friday,
it next week?
I was thinking it was next Friday, but I could be incorrect.
Oh, well, I'll figure it out. But, you know, we got to talk about your seniors real quick, with Ryan and Adea and you know, Adea's been in the program the last couple of years. Ryan was a manager last year, and Ryan's been able to start some games this year, but, you know, it's two dedicated seniors that have came out and is trying to set the standards for what you want out of your program.
Absolutely. You know, Adea is the only returner that has any serious practice time. I mean, Bailey has a little bit too, but any serious playing time with, you know, the group of seniors that we had last year. You know, she was frequently on their side of the gym, and she was trying to make them better, but she was also making leaps and gains while practicing with that older group too. And while she didn't get a lot of playing time, like on the actual varsity court last season, you know, those were really important moments for her to be able to practice against those girls. And so she's tried to take all those things and, you know, lead these younger girls into, hey, this is the way I know it needs to be done. This is what we can do to get there. So she's done a great job about trying to lead those girls in the right direction. And she's made so many gains. I mean, just defensively, offensively, she's just so much more of an aggressive player. When she came to us from Council Grove, it was a different style of play that she was used to. And she's really taken that physicality and upped her aggressiveness. And it's been really cool to watch. And Ryan, you know, obviously she took a couple years off and was a manager for us, but to have her back on the court is awesome. She was a great manager, don't get me wrong, but I know when I put her in coming off the bench that she's going to go in, she's going to get us bored, she's going to help when she needs to help, and she's just going to do the small things that are going to give us a little boost off the bench. So to have two seniors, and even though it's only two of them, to have those two girls show up every day ready to work and ready to make not only themselves better, but their teammates better too. It's really a testament to how great of seniors that we have.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Topeka High and best of luck next week with Manhattan and Junction City. And we'll catch up again in 2 weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dylan.
That's Emporia High girls basketball coach Taylor Scott joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, Nextech Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE, Live and Local.